Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. You are changing levels. I say you are changing levels. Please do me a favor. Walk up to 10 people and tell them, this is your month. This month will go well for you. Every day of this month, you shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. It is my month. I don't know about you, but this month is my month. It shall be well with me and my family this month. It shall be my own month of glory. Somebody believe this, shout be hallelujah. Put those beautiful, glorious hands together for the Lord. And please comfortably take your seat in his presence. On behalf of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, I'd like to welcome you specially to this great month of October. And the good news is that every day of this month, you'll be sharing testimonies. Praise God, 2025 is my new era year. Congratulations. All you'll be hearing this month is congratulations. Congratulations. And congratulations. That will be your testimony. The prophetic theme for the month of October is my dependable destiny helper is here. Can somebody say that? And this month, the Holy Ghost will help you. In this, our next level banquet service, I'll be speaking briefly on engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. From scriptures, it is very clear that every child of God has a glorious destiny in Christ. Your situation you are going through now, notwithstanding, you have a royal destiny. You have a mountaintop destiny. You have an enviable destiny. So let no man look down on you. From Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30, Paul speaking very clearly there. He said, and whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Are you called? Good. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he did justify, them he also glorified. You have a glorious destiny. Tell yourself, I have a glorious destiny. I didn't hear you very clearly. But I'd like you to know that as glorious as that destiny is, it cannot be realized in the energy of the flesh. You want to be a medical doctor, a great lawyer, a banker, a pilot? You want to be successful in business, in career? It's a good thing. But hear me today, you cannot accomplish any of these things by your strength. You need an enablement to enable you to succeed in any area of life. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. We are told there very clearly that this thing that you have seen is not by power, neither is it by might, but it will be accomplished by my spirit. You can only succeed in life if you are in active partnership with the Holy Spirit. And that's why you and I need his help. We need him on a daily basis. What a guide is in a wildlife park is what the Holy Spirit is to you and I in the journey of life. You will agree with me that if you go to a wildlife park, If you don't have a guide, you are likely to be eaten up by the wild animals. But the guide is there to enable you maneuver in the midst of them without being hurt. In the same vein, the journey of life is a very serious journey. You need the leading of the Holy Spirit. You need His empowerment in order for you to succeed in the journey of life. This is very important because this world is full of wickedness. You heard the testimony of that second lady, how that her family members, her uncle has been manipulating all kinds of things to take their land from them. All kinds of evil reports. But hear me today, just because you are working against God's elect, sir, God will arise on your behalf. Is somebody hearing me now? You don't need to fight the battles by yourself. That's why you need the Holy Spirit, sir. He sees what others don't see. And he went ahead to do what? To strike that man. I don't know who is working against you, sir. Between now and this time next Sunday, if they don't repent, this ground will open up to swallow them. Because we live in the spirit world, we need the active partnership of the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus, as powerful as he was, needed the help of the Holy Spirit to succeed in ministry. And that is why he validated in the book of John chapter 15 and verse 5. It says very clearly, John chapter 15 and verse 5. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He said, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I'd like you to underline that word. Without me, you can do nothing. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no way you can succeed in life. And that is why the Holy Spirit is actually your helper in the fulfillment of destiny. And this brings us to the primary assignment of the Holy Spirit. What are his assignments? Drawing strength from Isaiah chapter 11, reading verse 1 and 2, we can see the seven aspects of the Holy Spirit. He said, there shall come forth Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. And what shall be the component of this spirit? Number one, the spirit of the Lord, which is responsible for power, empowerment. Not only that, he said, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel. He will always advise you. The spirit of might. When that spirit of might is upon you, you can't be weak, sir. Your body cannot be given up. No. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord that makes for quick, instant understanding. He has the seven components. And as a believer, you and I need these seven components in order for us to succeed in life. This spirit was practically at work in the life of Daniel and the other three Hebrew boys. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible makes us to understand that, and the Lord gave these four children knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in how many things? In all visions and dreams. They didn't study it in any university. So what I'm saying right now is beyond the four walls of a university. You need an empowerment from heaven. I've never seen anywhere in the university where they teach you how to know the right man or the right woman to marry. No, sir. It's beyond the eyes of the living. Jam can't go to that area. It's not their part. These things can only be delivered from heaven. There is none of this institution that can tell you what will happen tomorrow. Only God, the creator of the universe, has that preserved right in leading you, guiding you into every aspect of life. It is my prayer this morning that what God has ordained you for, the Holy Spirit will guide into them in the name of Jesus Christ. What is the assignment of the Holy Spirit? What is his assignment? In the book of John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, Jesus Christ opened our eyes to the primary assignment of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. For how long? Is it for a week? For a month? For a year? For how long? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because they see him not. Neither knoweth him, but you know him. Say, I know him. I say, I know him. For he dwelleth with you, and he shall be inside of you. That spirit, nobody can see it with the eyes. But that spirit is in you, and it is in me. In Job 32, verse 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man. Every man has that spirit, sir. Every man. That spirit is here. All you need to do is to activate it. When you activate the Holy Spirit, it begins to manifest all his multifaceted assignment in your life. You need to activate it. And that's why we are looking at the subject this morning, engaging the help of the Holy Spirit. Hear me today. The Holy Spirit is in you, but you need to engage him. If you go to any of these 5-star hotels, in their restaurant, the moment you enter, the waiter comes to meet you to take your order. And after supplying the food, he goes back to his position, watching you, sir. His eyes is on you, waiting for your next command. The moment you do this, he comes. The same way, until you engage the help of the Holy Spirit in what you are doing, it remains idle. And this spirit is available in every one of us. All we need to do is to engage him. Today, I see the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in you in the name of Jesus Christ. What are his assignments? Number one, from that scripture, he is our comforter. He comforts you like no other person. The Holy Spirit. When you are grieved, there is a way the Spirit of God comes to comfort you in that situation. Thank God for people telling you, hey, yeah, sorry, eh? It is none of those things can comfort you except the Holy Spirit. You lose somebody in life, all the people that come in signing condolence register, none of them, sir, can comfort you except the Spirit of God. So you constantly need him. Number two, he is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus Christ speaking very clearly there. He is the Spirit of truth. He said, how be it? John 16 and verse 13. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show all things to come. So he is the Spirit of truth. Number three, he is our teacher. Verse 26 of that same John 16. He is our teacher. He said, he will teach you all things. John 14, 26. He will teach you all things. And finally, he is our decision maker. He helps you to make the right decision. Hear me today. He does not judge according to his sight. He judges according to the leading of the Lord. And we have been told in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many. Romans 8, 14, sorry. He is called the Spirit of grace because he is multifaceted in his operation. This week, this Spirit will help you. But for this Spirit to help you, you need to activate your faith. He is also the Spirit of faith. Faith is what turns revelation into manifestation. Faith is never defeated. Faith never gives up. And for you and I in the kingdom, it is to us according to our faith, not according to the economy that we live in. Faith is what turns spiritual insight into reality. And that's why the Bible speaking in Luke chapter 1 verse 47, it says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be what? A performance of those things which has been spoken by the mouth of the Lord. There shall be a performance. I don't know what God has told you before now, but I'd like to let you know, let that word stick in you. The word that has come to you is not from a man, it is from the Lord. And God is ever committed in settling his word. Psalm 119, verse 89. Thy word, O Lord, is settled in heaven forever. God's word does not go for review. It is settled in heaven forever. As long as you receive it, you believe it, it's just a matter of time. You become what you believe. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why the Bible also speaking in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, we also, having the same spirit, that's the spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. There is a spirit of faith that makes you to believe the unbelievable. There is a spirit of faith that helps you to dare the undearable, sir. There is a spirit of faith that helps you to believe the craziest thing that has ever been spoken. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'd like to let you know that this month of October is ending well for you. There are many people hearing me right now who came trekking to church, that before the end of this month, you are coming in your own miracle cars. If you are one of them, let me allow them to say amen. God will open strange doors of blessings in your direction this week. Between now and next Sunday, you are having unstoppable, unbelievable breakthroughs. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me allow them to say amen. And that's why you need to activate the spirit of faith. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus Christ spoke very clearly there. If thou can only believe, all things are possible. How many things? How many things? How many things? All things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. I love the way the Bible puts it in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be called impossible. If God is the one involved, nothing shall be called impossible. Now, let me ask you, people of God, behind this altar here, is there a door here? Is there a door here? Is there a door here? Now, you see, everybody is saying no, but I tell you, there is a door. Is somebody hearing me now? There is a door here. Though not visible, but there is a door. How do I get a door there? It's to create one. Is somebody hearing me now? Faith sees what others don't see. That's faith for you. In the midst of sickness, if you can see your healing, sir, it's a matter of time that sickness will take off. Faith sees what others don't see. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, when is it? When is it? Is it tomorrow? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith will always give you a good report. Forget the medical report they are giving to you. Oh, you don't have a womb. You can't have a child. Forget it. You don't have this. You don't have that, sir. That is man's judgment. Whose report do you believe? Whose report do you believe? They may tell you there is no way there. That is when you should be excited, because God will always make a way where there is no way. Is somebody hearing me now? They have told you, oh, this thing is closed. It's a lie. I am the one that opens and no man can shut. I shut, no man can open. So don't take anything that they are telling you in the negative. Hear me this morning. Anytime your faith says yes on any matter, you already have victory over that matter. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The Bible speaking very clearly there. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you born of God? So you must overcome. So when they say they are looking for somebody in that office and you go there for interview, you see 2,000 people, sir. Don't let your faith drop. You are the one they are looking for. Is somebody hearing me now? You have to settle it in your heart. It's not a function of all the CVs. No. It's a function of your faith. And you shall have whatsoever you say. Not what the panel says. So let your faith stir up that I am the one they are looking for. They have told you that it won't be well with you and your family. Throw away that verdict. Is somebody hearing me now? Believe the word of the Lord. And as you do so, God will naturally manifest himself in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, God will manifest himself in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus Christ is speaking very clearly there. When the disciples returned after he sent them for soul winning, he told them, he said, behold, I give unto you now what? Power to tread upon serpents, upon scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Divine immunity, sir. When your faith is active, divine immunity. Hear me today, sir. Nobody can kill you. I say nobody can kill you. Anyone wasting their time looking for your downfall, they will fall for your sake. I give unto you power. The angels of God are watching over you day and night. The Spirit of God is at work in you to prevent you from every attack of the wicked one. They are there to keep you so that you don't dash your foot upon a stone. Is someone hearing me this morning? And that's why the Bible also speaking in Psalm 105 verse 13 to 15. It says, as they move from one nation to the other, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake. Say what? Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. In this next level banquet, you are the next to testify. I say you are the next to testify. Hear me this morning. You are long overdue for a change of story. Where you are right now is already polluted. Where you are right now is already tired of you. But you need to move, sir. You need to move. That's why the song, the choir song this morning is highly prophetic. You need to move. Until you move, nothing moves. You need to move. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, the Lord spoke to the people of Israel. You have stayed long enough in this mountain. Long enough. Many of us are waiting for a change from God, when God is also waiting for us to change. Many of us are trusting God to get a job. Yes, that job can't come until you move. You are waiting for the medical situation to change for you to begin to be excited. No, it won't change. You are the one to change your perspective. And the moment you change your perspective, that negative report will change. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Nothing changes until you change it. The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, tell the people, Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15, tell the people that they should go forward. They should go forward. They should go forward. Why is God telling them to go? Now, these guys are moving forward and they have come face to face with the Red Sea. How are they going to move forward? Will they enter the Red Sea and go and perish there? But the Bible says, as they move forward toward the Red Sea began to move backwards. The sea saw them and what? They fled. It is your movement that brings you to your next level. Your movement. Your movement. And when you move, God moves. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 2. He said, I will go ahead of you and make the crooked places what? Straight. So when you move, God has gone ahead, not behind. The moment you move, he goes ahead in order to clear and level every opposition. I see every opposition standing between you and your breakthrough broken this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. For you to assess your next level, what are the requirements? Very quickly. Number one, you must be born again. You must be born again. I'm not talking about attending church. I'm talking about you having surrendered your life to Christ for effective management. God leading you in all your ways. Except a man is born again, he cannot assess the things of the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 3. Number two, you must see your new levels. You must see ahead. Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15. Genesis 13, 14 and 15. And the Lord spoke to Abraham after Lot has been taken away from him. And he said, lift now thy eyes and look from the place where you are to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. For all the land that you see, that is what I will give unto you and to thy seed forever. You must see your new level in the eye of the Spirit. In your poverty level now, you must see prosperity. In your sickness level now, you must see sound health. In the place of sickness, don't see death, see life. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying now? Now you don't have a job. See yourself employing people. He said, from the place where you are, God is not asking you to go to another place before you see well. From where you are right now, currently, from Umuahia here, can you see yourself crisscrossing the entire nations of the earth? Can you see yourself breaking forth on every side? Can you just see yourself getting married before the end of this year? It said, all the land that you see, there's no restrictions, sir. All I will give to you. So you need to see. Number three, it's not just enough to see. You must also resist your current level. Until you resist where you are right now, where you are going, it's not in view. James chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says very clearly there, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The only way the devil can flee from you is when you have submitted to God first. That's why salvation is very, very important. You have to first of all give your life to Christ and then you turn back and resist the devil and he must flee from you. I heard God's servant very clearly. You've heard it several times before. He said, whatever you do not confront, you cannot defeat. Whatever you do not resist has a right to stay. Stop accommodating and managing your current level. Stop accommodating it. Stop managing it. We are managing life. How is everything? Oh, we are patching life. Are you a vulcanizer? How is everything? So. That is not for you as a child of God. When they ask you, how is your business? Though you have not made any sales. Wonderful. God will confirm what you say. So the moment you say, we are patching, you continue to patch. For you shall have whatsoever you said. How is life today? Oh boy, come see, come sire. Nigeria is just, we don't know what is happening. As for me, I'm enjoying this country. Everything is working well for me. I don't know about you, but everything is working well for me. All these things I'm saying now is a function of your mentality. Destiny answers largely to mentality. The way you see it is the way it will happen to you. Proverbs 23 verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he will become. Praise the Lord. How do I change level? Number four, you must speak your new level. It's a major requirement. You must speak your new level. Psalm 81 verse 10, he said, open your mouth wide and it what? And I will fill it. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. Acts 14 verse 3, and they speaking boldly in the Lord, and which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So when you speak boldly, God gives you testimonies in return. They have called you barren. Let all the demons around you hear very clearly that you are carrying your miracle child this year. You don't need to wait for your tummy to come out before you believe it. No, believe it first, then God will confirm what you believe. That's how it works. And finally, this is the most important. You must move in the direction that you have believed. Oh, you are believing God for a house? Don't just stay in one place and say you are looking for a house. Move from place to place. Look at verse 3. Men are the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die. And if we sit still here, we will die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight. They made up their mind that this is what they were going to do. They did not stop there, sir. They moved the following morning. And look at what happened. to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there, sir. For the Lord made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses, even the noise of great hosts. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore, they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tent, their horses, and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried them also and went and hid it. They were in lack, but because they moved, they fell into abundance. Now, what was the miracle that happened here? The Bible says, as they went, please read that place very well. The Lord made a noise to be generated by the steps they were taking. As they were taking those steps, God amplified those steps. And that was what the enemy had, that they said, come on, they have hired assassins to come and attack us. They fled as they moved. When they move, God move with them, manifesting their steps into testimony. This week, as you move, all that you desire will be magneted to you. Rise up on your feet. It's a new day for somebody here today. I can see your new level already. I can see you manifesting your new level. Nothing will stop you this week. Nothing will stop you this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are trusting God for a car. You don't have a driver's license. Go and start learning how to drive. That's faith. Is somebody hearing me now? You can't be trusting God for a car and then you don't know how to drive. Faith is movement. Faith is movement. You are trusting God to travel abroad. Go and procure your passport, international passport. First, the moment preparation meets with opportunity, breakthrough is inevitable. I tell you, sir, you have to prepare. You have to show God that you are ready for what you are trusting him for. I don't know who I'm speaking to here this morning, but you are here, you are not born again. I'd like to pray for you. Without this thing, there is no way you can be effective in life. There's no way you can move to your next level. Life is not a function of luck. No, sir. You have heard God's servant say many times, I'm not surprised at where we are. I would have been surprised if we are not there. By the reason of the constant leading and the help of the Holy Spirit all through these years, we are not surprised. The moment you are born again, sir, God takes you away from the realm of those who are struggling. Now that you are born again does not mean you won't have challenges. Challenges will always come, whether you are born again or not. But as a child of God, in the midst of that challenge, God will make a way of escape for you. Is somebody hearing me now? That's why it is important you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You are here this morning, you want to give a life to Jesus, I'd like to pray with you. Put your hand on your chest and lead you to Christ this morning. I'd like you to repeat this prayer after me. Also, if you have given your life to Christ and along the line you backslided, but you are here this morning, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you can also pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away and let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen. Father, we thank you. For those who prayed that prayer, please, I'd like you to please quickly come to the altar here, wherever you are. Carry your Bibles, your bags, everything you came to Christ, to church with. Please quickly come, find your way to the altar. Are we still clapping? There's nothing to be ashamed about.